listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
And I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to LA Talks Radio. Holy shit, everybody. Y'all better hide your fucking kids tonight, because the bottom line is, you know who we got in the studio, because I've been tweeting it. I've been beating up Twitter like fucking Ike's been beating up Tina. We got Lisa Lampa fucking Nelly in the studio tonight on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends. I can't wait anymore. I had to tie my picket on my leg. Lisa, pull up your mic and welcome to the show.
What have you done to deserve this?
You know what? I fuck Shaquita.
That's my girl. Let me tell you now, is Shaquita your boyfriend slash girlfriend slash cornhole compadre?
Shaquita is Shaquita. Shaquita's an option. Tell me.
Well, she is beautiful. I'll tell you something. If I was a lesbian, I would lick her.
You would have to suck her because she ain't got this. She didn't go that far yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I got you.
But you like black dick, so that's all right.
Well, I used to, but as you know, I just got married to a whitey.
You's married now, right?
Yes, I just got married to an Italian. So actually in the South, he's still considered black. So I still get away with my black jokes.
Now, how did your parents think about this when you're an Italian girl dating blacks? I mean, come on now. I'm an Italian family.
Well, let's put it this way. Now that I married an Italian, I'm back in the will.
You're back. They should be in your will after all this that you've been doing, because you are all over the place.
That is true. I am flush. I don't like to brag, but I got 2 mortgages I'm only 2 months behind on and 2 sweet Toyota Camrys. So step off, Beyonce.
You know, your face should be on food stamps.
It should, you know, enough of my fans use them.
Right? That's the whole point. Now, listen, we got a crazy show tonight. People are calling in. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. Look, I'm already getting in trouble. They say I got to get closer to my mic because I don't know, like I'm unprofessional at this. Now, Lisa Lampanelli, you've been all over East Coast, West Coast, North Coast, South Coast. You spread around like herpes itself, and everyone who has herpes knows you. How did you get into this whole industry?
Well, what's crazy is, I guess I always had a big mouth, but I used to be a journalist, and I got sick of earning 12 grand a year, and I said, how can I make money, millions, by saying the C word and the N word? And you know what? Comedy seems to be the only choice, because to be honest with you, human resources department usually don't like that type of language.
You know, that's the truth. And you know, here on LA Talk Radio, you could say cunt, you could say whatever you want, because we got free speech that.
Oh, wow, that's good. Then I hope you enjoy. I would like then to announce that I'm dropping my new single. As you know, I'm going into music now. Please buy my new single. It's called Cunt Cunt Nigger Nigger Cunt. So check that out.
Now, what inspired you to write that song?
Well, you know, I'm the C word and I'm a nigga with an A on the end. If you say it with the A on the end, that's okay, right?
You can say it any way you want.
Okay, see, now I like you because you got no boundaries. That's just like me.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You know, it's like if you don't like it. We wrote a thing out today to all my fans. If you fucking even care that I have a radio show, tune in. If you don't. What do I give a shit?
You know, that's the truth. It's so funny how people like to get all critical about comedy and about radio and stuff. It turned the dial, douche. Well, listen to somebody who's not funny. That's what I have to say. Go out and get yourself a Margaret Cho CD. Do it.
You know, and it's all about laughing at the end of the day, right?
I know. That's the whole thing. It's so funny, too. Because aren't there bigger things that people should get angry at? Aren't people starving? Those people, there's all those oily pelicans out there. Go and clean an oily goddamn pelican, then protest my freaking show. Am I wrong?
Listen, they could put that, use it for lube, right? Loosen the fuck up.
Exactly.
Use it for lube and loosen the fuck up. But you know, seriously, there's a lot of shit going on and people following you. You're on Twitter. So if you want to twat with Lisa, go right to Lisa Lampanelli on Twitter. And you know, who needs fucking Perez Hilton? Who needs, you know, any of the rag mags? Because you break it down. I mean, today there's a major thing going on. You posted it about the Gosselin kids.
Oh my God. Do you believe 2 of them got arrested?
They should all get arrested.
I mean, arrested, who expelled from school, arrested. I'm just projecting into their future. Actually, right. they're little half Asian kids, so they're probably, you know, semi-smart, because, you know, Asians are pretty smart people.
I always said if the shit doesn't work out for the Goslins or any of them, that they should get those kids, they should start a little sweat factory, call up Kathy Lee Gifford, and they can start doing beading, little hands, do some good embroidery.
I'll tell you, that's the truth. And you know what? I do this. I do not trust this Kate Gosselin in the least. You can't trust the bitch whose uterus has had more kids in it than the noontime showing of Toy Story 3. It's not right. That bitch is so stretched out that I swear to God, Dancing with the Stars had the rap party in her vagina. So you know what? I don't trust her parenting skills in the least. And you know who else I don't trust is this Britney Spears. Bitch, worst parent ever. I question her maternal instincts are more questionable than Lady Gaga's gender, okay?
And ask Barbara Walters about that. Did you see the Barbara Walters interview with her?
No, I didn't, but I swear to God, every time I see Lady Gaga, I'm looking for an Adam's apple, and I'm going to find it.
All you have to do is flip her over and pull her dick out of her ass. She tucks it, she tucks it like Shaquita.
You know what? It's bad when you need duct tape to get dressed on a daily basis, isn't it?
Yeah, duct tape and saran wrap. Let all the secrets out, right? I tell you. But no, you know what? Tonight, everybody all over, man. I was pimping you like fucking hardcore. Like homeboy used to pimp Tina. And everyone's like, Lisa Lampanelli, we love Lisa Lampanelli, and she's all over. You know, you've got a whole bunch of shows coming out. You got your most recent coming up.
I have a very good one coming up in L.A. Next Saturday night. You got to come see me, man. Club Nokia. It's going to be off the hook, as the blacks say.
Off the hook. Holla. And that's two shows Saturday, November 20th. You could do two shows, 8 and 10:30.
Yeah, I'm pretty popular in some places. It's there funny because I could sell out places in New York and Hollywood and San Francisco and L.A., but I go to Charlottesville, North Carolina, and I'm sucking a dick down there for seats. So you know what? Come see me in a major city. That's all I have to say about that.
Speaking of major cities, I'm in New York, so it's 11-11, make a wish. My wish was to have you on the show. You're here. That's what's up. But you know what? I think you should go. You know what? I'm sure you must have like a big following, though, down south with the KKK, no?
You know what? You would think so. And speaking of KKK, what about those Kardashians? Isn't it ironic that for girls with the initials KKK, they'd be so into black guys?
And it works out for them, right?
I am telling you, I don't care what anybody says, man. Those girls have screwed more black guys than sickle cell anemia, haven't they?
Well, and you know what they say about you, that you fucked over more black guys than FEMA.
Oh, absolutely, man. That's the line I use on Flavor Flav. How about this Flavor Flav? Is he gone yet? Is he done?
Well, he reminds me of Baskin Robbins, 32 flavors, but they're all the fucking same. They never change.
It's so true. And you know what's so funny? When I met him at the, because you know I do the roast on Comedy Central. When we met him at the roast, oh my God, up close, he looks just like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
You put wings on him and put him on top of the Christmas tree this year. Yeah, a black angel on the Christmas tree.
That's just what we need. My mom would love that. He's the guy. He looks like beef jerky in a tracksuit, doesn't he?
He is beef jerky in a tracksuit. I love how homegirl Wendy Williams, she on the air, she takes her lighter and lights the end of the beef jerky. You light the end of his beef jerky, he'll blow up his Just For Me relaxing cream.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny about that? You mentioned Wendy. I love Wendy.
We love Wendy here at the show.
Oh, my God, because she is so cool. She appeals to the blacks and the gays, and there's about time somebody on TV did that. You ever notice it's all whitey watching this crap? You know,
right.
All whitey's watching this Oprah. I can't afford none of Oprah's favorite things, so neither can any of those blacks. So finally, Wendy, how you doing?
How you
doing? The right thing and marketing to our people.
Right. She did her thing. 20 years on the radio, and now she's in TV. It was a little bit too long. She deserved it.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, you kill yourself working. I've been doing this 21 years. And you know what's funny? I never in 21 years had a gay guy get pissed off at my act. Isn't that fantastic?
That is fantastic. You know what's funny is you fucking rag the shit on them, too, because I've seen you. I'm in New York. I've seen you up in Connecticut at Foxwoods. No, Mohegan Sun. We're at whatever those fucking casinos. Wherever the Koreans are, that's where it is. But, you know, you could always know there's a good casino because there's Koreans. But
oh my God, they love those slot machines, man. Those slopes are into that. They like that more than even Hello Kitty.
Because you know, I always say if you squint your eyes enough, it looks like you're in like south of France when you're at the casino. Because I think they're fucked up and they think they're in south of France or something.
Well, that's the thing. What's funny about homos, as you say, I really give it to them hard in the show. And the thing is, when you are doing this long and you never got a homo pissed off, because you think if one group would have a stick up their ass, it'd be them, right?
More than one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to say, if you're a homo, come out to Club Nokia next Saturday and make all the straight people uncomfortable. That's what I love. When homos come to my show and make out and the straighties are all like, oh, my God, the world is ending. Good, you freaking breeder. Shut up.
But my favorite line that you said was, we were all there and you're like, for a shitload, a lot of you who can't procreate, they're sure fuck a lot of you or something like that.
Yeah. Where are they all coming from? Huh? For guys who can't fuck, you can't procreate. That's true. But hey, as long as you keep coming out to my shows, I don't care who you are, black, white, even the spics. I love those bastards too. Now they have a good sense of humor. They're always so lively in the show because they have no jobs to tire them out during the day. It works out for everybody.
For everybody, right? But they all got cash, but no jobs. What the fuck is up with that?
Hey, and huge rims and a lowrider. But, hey, as long as they buy my T-shirts, they're fine
with
me.
That's all that matters. Speaking of your T-shirts, everyone, you can go to insultcomic.com because that's Lisa's page right there. You got a lot going on. You got some interactive games coming up on there, coming soon. I was trying to play that game. I was I was channeling you all fucking weekend. It was my sister's birthday party. Everyone was like, what the fuck? It feels like Lisa Lampanelli's in the fucking kitchen. Because I was ragging everyone before all the housekeepers left. I'm like, ladies, you got to fucking, you know, empty out your bags. I got to make sure the silver's still in the house.
See, that's good, because I like to teach people. I'm an educator, as you know. And, you know, people don't know this about me, is I do a lot of good for people. I'm a very charitable person. I did a lot of work for the people of Haiti. I went down there and I sold T-shirts that said, hey, everybody, what's shaking? You know? So I raised a lot of money. I had a new idea, too, for a T-shirt. It says, my entire family got crushed to death, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. So I'm pretty popular down there.
And what, you sell for $25 or something, right?
Oh, yeah. And I only keep a very small percentage. The rest goes to my accountant.
Yeah, of course. That's always the case. Accountants, managers, and publicists, right?
Oh, my God. Those Jews, they got us all sewed up, don't they?
When are the fuck they ever going to get screwed?
They never do, you know?
Right?
Hey, but God bless. I guess it's reparations for the Holocaust, just like the blacks are banging all the white chicks in reparations for the slavery.
You know, it's so funny. My publicist, Jew, of course, drives a Mercedes. Why the fuck is she driving a German car? I never get it.
Yeah, that is kind of ironic, isn't it?
I don't get it.
I think it's a self-hating move. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
it's like the gay bashers are really actually gay, so they hate themselves. Just like these Jews are reminded of the Germans and drive the car. They hate themselves.
You know, and I had this conversation with somebody. I thought I was fucking crazy. I said, Coco Chanel used to fuck Hitler, and I don't get why the Jews are wearing Chanel.
Is that true?
Yeah, allegedly. I live in Italy when I'm not here, in Florence, and Hitler was homeboys with Mussolini, and Mussolini used to put Hitler and Coco Chanel up in his townhouse in Florence.
Oh, my God. Wow. Jews boycott Chanel. It ain't right.
The double
you
C's.
Know? Wow. I mean, even I don't like Hitler, and I like almost everybody.
Well, speaking of like, everybody likes you. You got your book, Chocolate, Please.
Well, yeah, now that's what's so sick, you know, because as you know, I enjoyed the chocolate love for many years because the big blacks like that big ass to hide the guns and evidence, right?
That's the
so
truth.
I ended up marrying a white guy with a big nutsack, so now I got to change the name to Two Grapefruits and a Side of Sausage, so please buy that.
So when is that coming out?
Yeah, just the title change. Don't worry about it. Just cross it out
change.
And write it in.
Right,
yeah, that's
ghetto.
It.
Just get ghetto, right?
I get ghetto on your ass.
I'll change the title of my book with a Sharpie. That's how you do it.
We're classy, aren't we?
I tell you. You know what? Nothing like Italians, right?
Totally. Now, you're a WOP?
I'm half WOP, half Lithuanian.
Lithuanian?
My mom lived in the camps. She escaped the war, the Baltic Sea. All they have is amber and potatoes. I mean, what more can I tell you?
Wow, you sound so black on the radio.
Yeah, people call me the white Wendy Williams. I said, I grew up in New York. I'm a New Yorker.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I totally would have took you for a black guy. But, hey, congratulations on being white.
Listen, I'm whiter than the soles of black people's feet.
Wow, I'm very impressed by this. Congrats.
There you go. Thank you. But so, listen, I'm checking out your page, right? Long live the queen. Everybody loves you. They call you the lovable queen of comedy, the mean comedy. They check out all these fucking names for you. And meanwhile, you're just doing your thing with your crown on and your Elizabethan dress and doing your thing. And you got that whole Warner Brothers CD and DVD available now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know what? That's my HBO special that was on. And that was like, that's honestly like a really cool thing for a comic to get an HBO special. It like felt like something you change your resume for. Like I felt like I was up there with Chris Rock or George Carlin, but I'm not dead or black, so I'm better. So I felt pretty good.
And you have a vagina. A cunt.
Yeah, kind of. I don't use it that much anymore because I'm married and I really don't have to do that. Plus, I'm a celebrity, so, you know, he gets the money. He doesn't have to worry about the pussy.
So you're all set in that department.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Just use some Drano once a week and you're fine.
You know what's so funny about sex, too? Once you hit, like, this age, I'm at 49, you know? I'm going through menopause. I don't even want to have sex no more. I'd rather pay somebody to blow them. Go ahead.
Get the maid. You could afford the maid to blow him now, right?
Yeah, no, my Lithuanian maid, also known as your mom.
She's pretty good. I have her make my bed too every morning. My mother's blacker than Obama. Are you kidding? She sits in the sun in Boca. I don't get this. She comes home, I think Michelle just got off the plane.
That is so funny, man. Our parents are so lucky. That's when people had pensions and they could retire. Not us. We'll be working like Negro slaves the rest of our lives.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Hibbity-hobbity-ho.
Nobody knows but Jesus. Now, check out Lisa's food plan. Yeah, you've been with your weight up and down. People say, who really gives a fuck? But now you got a diet plan?
No, that's just so I can get the food for free.
That's how it works, right? You that's eat to tell everyone how to lose weight.
Well, what's so funny is, like, here's the deal. This food company, they send you these nice gourmet meals, like, to your house every day. So I was paying for them like a douchebag, and then I see that all the celebrities get them free, so I hit up their PR department. Boom, I said, I give you a link on the site. You give me food for free. You know, we've kind of mostly feed it to the dog, but it's really delicious.
There you go. Is it warm when it gets to your house, or you got to heat it up?
I got to heat it up, but it actually is really good. You know what's so funny, though? I mentioned the dog. I joke about him. I did adopt a puppy recently. He's so cute. I named him Parker after Sarah Jessica Parker because they're both ugly cute. It's fantastic.
Right. And you could both – they both chew on bones. Right?
He's so funny, too, because what's great is I'm a shitty dog owner, man. Like, he takes a dump in the hotel room because I won't even walk him, but I just blame it on my husband. And, you know, he takes a shit on the floor every now and again, too.
Well, if you stop feeding him the chef's diet, the dog will eat their own shit. They clean up after themselves.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, there's nothing like a good dog that eats up his own shit. I said, that's the best thing. I don't feed my dog just so he eats up his own shit.
I am so impressed by your knowledge of all things cultural that I must try this.
I tell you, and to say, you know, and to think that my father's dead and rolling in his grave, please. I said, put
my
dad
God.
In box. You know, I mean, let's do this. Rock it out. But no, that's
your father. Your father's was Italian?
My father was Italian from Florence. You know, it's like the really hoity-poity, nose in the air. Plus, we had Delmonico's restaurant. You know, I come from a pretty affluent family. But that's what happens when you leave your fucking kids with the maids. You know, they turn black. I was sitting on the stoop getting my hair cornrowed at 9 years old.
Right, right. Well, you know what's so funny about being Italian? I really never thought I'd end up with another WAP. I always thought it would be too much of the same thing. Because when we were planning our wedding, dude, oh, my God, think about this. Big mouth WAPs on both sides of the family. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you I'm the quiet one in the family. And that's like actually being the prettiest one on The View. It don't mean much, do it?
Now, speaking of The View, I want your view. And speaking of your childhood, let's go back to Lisa growing up. Because people want to know, you know, when they want to know about you. Everyone knows about how much you love the whole communities. But people want to know about you. Let's go back to little Lisa.
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Connecticut, but I've worked long and hard to shed any trace of classiness whatsoever, and
okay.
I think I've succeeded.
Where in Connecticut?
It is a town called Trumbull. It's in Fairfield County.
Of course, because you know why?
We
I grew
actually,
up in Greenwich.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you were rich. We were like the Negroes of Connecticut.
Right. They gave you a shitty mall and a private airport somewhere.
Exactly. So we're not really even allowed to say we're from Connecticut, you know. It's so funny because, like, my family was very sort of low level. They, you know, like they had, you know, the plastic on the furniture. Every goddamn stereotype there is, that's who we were. But it's good because it makes you grow up in a way where you didn't quite fit in with anybody, so you end up a comic. And the joke's on all them because I'm making bank, bro.
That's right. And they still got the plastic on their seats, right?
That's right.
I never knew. What the fuck was that for? Like, was that because grandma was going to pee on the sofa? I never got it.
I think it's for bodily fluids. But that's just me.
Yeah, they're keeping the bed bugs in the sofa. Speaking of bed bugs, man, what the fuck is going on with bed bugs?
I don't know, dude. And we stay in different hotels every week. So I'm telling you right now, if I get bed bugs, I'm blaming the Peninsula and the Waldorf Astoria because I'm pretty rich.
Well, you know what? You just nailed it on the fucking head because the problem with bed bugs – you know, I remember, like, poor people, they always had bed bugs. Every fucking project had bed bugs. But then rich people get bed bugs, and then it's on the news.
Oh, yeah. I remember, you know, I'm always on Howard Stern's show, and he got them. And I'm like, if somebody who's that anal about cleanliness and tidiness is getting them, everybody's susceptible. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, but look who he lets into his studio. To sit down on the fucking chair, you get HIV, you fucking get AIDS, you'll get fucking bed bugs.
Are you talking about me? Because I
Howard
do not have AIDS.
No, Howard Stern.
Oh, because I don't have AIDS yet.
No, the minute you walk
into
his studio, I'm surprised you'd even sit down on his studio. That's when you need to pull out grandma's plastic covering for the sofa and cover those chairs in his studio.
I just may do that. I'll bring my own slip covers.
Could you imagine showing up to a studio with a plastic slip cover?
I know. Talk about keeping it ghetto. Oh, my own.
Keeping it real. All right. So you got – all right. So now little Lisa grew up in Connecticut. No one would have known. And you kind of went to a good school.
Yes, I went to Syracuse University undergrad. Then I did a little program at a school you might remember as Columbia University, and a little program at Harvard. Just because I never finished any of those degrees does not mean I'm stupid. I just have a lack of patience.
You went. That's all that matters. You got in. You got in.
Exactly. That's what I figured. You don't have to stay in. You just got to get in.
That's the whole point. That is the whole point. Now, you get into college. You don't finish it, but you get in. You move on. You're done with college. And how the fuck did you get into comedy?
Well, because I was a journalist. I did graduate from Syracuse, and then I went to these grad programs at Harvard and Columbia, and I didn't like any of that stuff. And I ended up, I was a journalist, so I would interview rock bands. I mean, it was the 80s, so it was all those crappy hair metal bands. It was pathetic. So I got sick of that, and I'd always kind of thought I might be funny, because in high school I was funny at parties and everything. I was like, you know what? I got to try this before I like put it to rest. So I hit 30. I said, you know what? Let me try it once. And if I suck at it, I'm not going to do it, because I'm not about forcing anything. I know it's going to be hard work, but I'm not going to try to be funny if I'm not naturally funny. Right. So thank God I did an open mic and it went fantastic. And I was so conceited, I called in sick the next day to work. I was like, fuck this, bitches. I'm going to be a star.
There you go. And if you sucked it the first time, it worked. That's why you dated the blacks, right?
Exactly. You never know.
Because black chicks don't suck, so they must have loved you. Big ass and you suck cock.
You know what's so funny? I really never got into giving the hummers. I really didn't. That's what's terrible about it. I mean, I think I was a disappointment to the brothers, but that's where the good paycheck comes in.
You're honorary black, right? You don't suck dick.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm like the black girls and Jew broads too, by the way.
There you go. Now, where are you living? East Coast, West Coast, in between?
I have two apartments in New York. I have one's a real apartment, one's like a little office. And then I've got a house in Tucson, Arizona, at Canyon Ranch Health Spa. Because me and Jimmy Big Balls, my husband, try to get healthy even though we can't. So, yeah, we kind of fake it over there.
So from Trumbull to having three places, you've done well.
Yeah, I'm what you call nigger rich.
There you go.
I mean, just because I can't pay my three mortgages doesn't mean shit.
but you know what? You made it. You're still there, right?
Oh, exactly.
I want to ask you real quick about this 99-week extension that Obama gave to everyone. You don't have to work anymore. You get 99 weeks of unemployment. What do you think about that?
Well, I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. That sort of reminds me of. I don't know. I think it's okay. I only think that should extend to black people and to Hispanics, because they've characteristically had a hard time getting hired because whitey is against them. But I think whitey should have to work. Don't you?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. But who knows with that? No one wants to work anymore. Why the fuck would you want to work when you can sit home and get 99 weeks of unemployment?
That's true. What's 99 weeks? That's like 2 years.
That's almost, you're good at math. 2 years, yeah. Harvard worked.
You know?
Harvard worked.
I know, right?
It's about 2 years, yeah. 2 years to sit on your fucking ass, get unmotivated, fat, and depressed, and then you're rich.
Well, have you seen that show on Lifetime called The Fairy Job Mother, where this bitch from Britain comes over and helps people get jobs, and she's really mean to them? I love that shit.
But you got to take a bitch from Britain to come and teach Americans how to get jobs.
I know, we're lazy fuckers. I actually would love to freaking do a show like that where I teach people how to be mean. Because I hate when people can't stand up for themselves, you know? And I think it's a problem in America. So I want a show on Lifetime, the television station for women who hate men. I want a show called The Fairy Cunt Mother, where I could go around and teach people how to be a cunt. What do you think?
I want to be the executive producer.
There you go. All right. I got yourself a deal.
I know my mom is listening. Hey, mom, pull out your black card. I know you're in Boca. Let's call up Warner Brothers.
Yeah, come on. Fund my show, biatch.
Right, for real. But no, you know what? It's funny because my mother never tunes into my radio show. She calls in once in a while. She's too busy. You know, I produce my own vodka, right? So I had a mother. Right. My mom goes, what are you going to do? I said, mom, I'll produce a vodka company. So, of course, you know, it was the best thing between my mother and being best friends with Betty Ford and being at Studio 54 when I was little. That's the only thing I knew. My mother breastfed me was vodka. So I made a vodka. You know what I mean? So my mother's happier than a pig in shit now. So whatever I want her to do, she'll do, because I give her vodka every week.
Well, are you going to send me a nice bottle? You should send us a bottle.
Absolutely. Not only will I send you about it, because, you know, I'm reading right now, everyone. You guys got to go check out Lisa's site, insultcomic.com, because right there, there's the schedule to where Lisa's going to be. Because even though this is LA Talk Radio and you're listening to Max and Friends, and Lisa's going to be at Club Nokia coming up November 20th. She's also going to be in Rochester, New York, November 20th. You're just fucking going around. Rochester, after Thanksgiving, after your ass is all fat, go see her in Rochester, New York. Laugh off your weight. Then you're going to Washington. Ohio, they must love you in Ohio.
Holy shit. God. You know what's crazy is Dayton, Ohio, it's like the last show before I tape my Comedy Central special, and it just happens to be like 10 miles from the place the Klan actually started. So I'm a little afraid that people are going to be laughing at the jokes for the wrong reasons, but whatever. I got to warm up. You know what I'm saying?
The bottom line is, as long as their ticket was paid for, who cares what the fuck they're laughing at?
Yeah, I'm not responsible for what they laugh at.
That's right. But you know what? You're going to be in New York December 10th, everybody, at the Beacon Theater. And then you're going to be at the MGM at Foxwoods December 18th. So I'll bring you some vodka either in New York or in Foxwoods. How does that sound?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Get in touch. You got to come out to my show and bring Shaquita.
For real. You know, Shaquita, she's got to do some bullshit tonight. You know, she's always if she's not on America's Got Talent, then she's singing at some fucking, you know, truck stop dive bar in the Hell's Kitchen.
Well, I saw her recently, and she's fab. I was really, really impressed. You know, it's really sad that all the drag queens I know are prettier than I am, but maybe in my next life I'll come back and I'll tuck it too.
They're prettier because they're fucking themselves.
That's true. Maybe
that's what it's
try.
All about. Do you remember? I was there that night. You remember that big bitch, Princess Janae?
Oh, yeah.
She was one big girl, man.
No kidding, man. I was scared. I think that was the guy from The Green Mile.
Who did he just knock up? Didn't he just knock up somebody?
Oh, I don't know, but I was on The Tonight Show with him once, and yeah. Boy, is he uptight. Oh, my God. The guy cannot take a joke. He stormed off the stage. I was like, listen, bitch, get your black ass out here.
Get out. You know, there's nothing worse than hearing the truth about stupid celebrities.
Oh, you know, celebrities are so lame. It's so funny because I've done The Tonight Show like 9 times. And like, let me think, 7 out of 9 times, the first guest doesn't stick around because they know I'm going to get on the couch and make fun of them. So they're such pussies. They leave. Like Nick Cage, he totally left before I even got up there. And by the way, did you see his blonde highlights? He looks like one of the housewives of Orange County, for God's sake.
There you go. Listen, we got a caller real quick, even though the lines were closed. They're open now. Caller, lower your radio. Who's this?
He stormed off the stage.
You hear us?
Hello?
Hi. Say hi to Lisa.
Hi, Liza.
It's not Liza Minnelli. It's Lisa Lampanelli.
Hi, Liza. This is Peter. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Nice to talk to you.
Do you have a question?
What?
Do you have a question? For English, press 1.
English? Yeah,
a primo numero dos. A primo numero dos.
So what's your question for Lisa?
I really enjoyed your show. I watch it on YouTube. It's a good show.
Oh, good. Well, watch it and buy the DVD so I get some freaking money from that shit, okay?
Okay, I will do so.
All right, thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there you go.
That guy is the talk radio what I am to women's gymnastics.
What the fuck was that?
It's just some retard. That's okay.
Don't you love it? I watch you on YouTube.
I know. I love when people say that. I'm like, why don't you buy something so I get some income? This YouTube is ruining us.
But it is. It is. It is ruining the celebrity. Just like, what was it? Video ruined the video star or whatever. Music, DJ shit, whatever. But you know what, Lisa? I got to tell you, we love you here at LA Talk Radio. Everyone in the whole studio was like, holy shit, I can't believe Lisa Lampanelli is going to be here at Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. So no matter where people watch you, the point is they're watching you, they're knowing you, they're listening to you, and they love you. They love you.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you had me on the show. You're cool as shit, man, and if maybe we could do this again, I would really enjoy it.
Listen, everyone was like, this is the best place for you to come to because our tagline here at LA Talk Radio is we say what we want. So
yeah, exactly.
It was like, it's the perfect forum for you because you ain't going to get sued. No one's going to fuck with you, and you can drop as many F-bombs, cunt bombs, anything you want to drop in the matter of 40 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can't thank you enough because I'm sick and tired of doing these radio shows where I got to watch what I say. So I really appreciate your freedom of speech attitude.
Listen, that's the reason why we live in this country is for freedom of speech, right?
You got it, baby.
So listen, you have a great night. I wish, you know, you could stay here all night, but I know you got shit to do and, you know, balls to hit your chin or whatever you want to say.
But you you got anymore. It, man.
So listen, Lisa Lampanelli, do me a quick favor. Can you just say this is Lisa Lampanelli and you're listening to Max and Friends?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, this is Lisa Lampanelli, the queen of mean, and you're listening to Max and Friends. Bitch, you heard?
You heard. That's right. Run and tell that, homeboy. Anyway, speaking of that, we got Antoine Dotson coming up in just a minute, everyone. That's our surprise guest. Lisa Lampanelli is our guest of honor. Go see her, Club Nokia, November 20th. Two shows, 8 o'clock, 10:30. So if you miss one, you can't miss the other. You got it, people,
right
now. That's good for you doing two shows in one night.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm really happy that everything's going good so far. Thank God.
Cash them checks, amore.
That's right, baby. All right, baby. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a blessed weekend. I'll talk to you real soon, Lisa Lampanelli.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go, everybody. Hey, Ronan, what is everybody listening to? This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Oh, my God. Okay, let me get out of character. Let me take a deep breath. I'm back. This is Max, and you're listening to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Lisa Lampanelli was a great guest. I don't know where that all went. I don't know who's going to hate me now, who's not going to hate me. I don't give a fuck because this is LA Talk Radio, and this is Max and Friends, and we'll do our theological discussion another time. Speaking of, y'all, we've got some great shows coming up. And I got to tell you, this was like the week to book guests. I don't know what the fuck. There was some shit going on retrograding in my charts. We're going to have Elizabeth coming on real soon to let us know, you know, what the story is about why our charts are so good and why all this good shit is happening right now. But I got to tell you, Lisa Lampanelli, man, when I found out that was up and running, I was like telling everybody, run and tell that, homeboy. Homeboy. Hey, Ronan, real quick, let's play a little bit of homeboy's song and get him on the line. Antoine Dotson coming up on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio, The Bed Intruder.
He's climbing your windows, he's matching your people up, trying to break them so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a call, they confess, we're looking for you, we're going to find you. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
Y'all find that back here. Your cut like a Caesar. We swim the waves in a thin, clean cut, very smooth face. See, my sister, when I walked in, he had his hands around her neck. First thing was to pull him off of her, and that's what I did.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So, y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
You don't have to run and confess. We're looking for you. We found you. Antoine Dotson's in the studio. How you doing, Antoine Dotson?
Hey.
We're so happy you're back here.
I know. I live.
We LA Talk Radio lives for Antoine. And you got some good news. Why don't you break it for us, my brother?
Actually, I've been doing like this really cool project. I'm working with two artists, Lady G and Young Money, and they are so high, like it's so many songs. It's so, I'm like, we is like really like right killing the game, like something so serious. Like she's right here with me, you know what I'm saying? We're going crazy, doing it big. We are in Orlando, Florida. Get in, taking all these interviews and these radio stations, doing it like we do it. You know how I do, man.
You doing your thing. Now listen, I want to talk about some other shit you got going on. Because everyone, Antoine is spreading like herpes. He's every fucking where, man. You are everywhere. You are on bathroom stalls, your telephone number. You are everywhere. Your websites are everywhere, Antoine. Now you got greeting cards. What's up with that?
Yeah, greeting cards, that's at phonegreetings.com, and basically what that do is, like, you can personalize a greeting to where it will say anything, you know what I'm saying? It will say your name, and it will say who it's from, or whatever, and you can say you're so stupid, you're so dumb, you can say your mama, you know, you can say whatever. You can send positive messages such as, like, have a great day, you know, inspirational, you know. It's all types of stuff. It's real, real cool. I hope everybody get it because it's so hot. Run sale bad.
It is hot. Now, so Antoine, you've been traveling. You've been going around. And I don't know, are we allowed to say what you're doing for New Year's yet or no?
No.
Not yet. All right.
Not
so we'll keep that on the wraps. We all know. But see, because Antoine and I, we friends like that, y'all. We know what's up for Antoine for New Year's, but y'all don't know what's up yet. And it's some good shit, though, isn't it, Antoine?
It is, I tell that shit.
It is, but we're going to keep that on the hush because we're going to have you back on in December so you can promote that. How does that sound?
All right.
Now, listen, Antoine, what's next for you? Where are you going next?
Actually, next I am going to Hollywood, me and my artist, and we're going to do it big there, too.
All right. Well, Antoine, you know that we're fans of you.
We're coming out with a new single. That is so hot.
You are coming out with a new single. Now, listen, I want to know real quick. Can you give us some lines of your single? Antoine.
Do you really want to hear a part of it?
No, we can't hear that because, you know, it's you on the road all the time. You're touring like homeboy Kanye West over here, man. You got more tour dates than he does. But you know what, Antoine? Thanks so much for calling in. It's been great to have you on the show. Run and tell that, homeboy. You have a good night, and we're going to talk to you, Antoine, because we got to wrap this show up pretty soon. So thanks for calling in.
Yeah, cool. I'm here.
And I'm going to talk to you. We're going to have you back on real soon. How does that sound?
That sounds hot.
All right, brother. Well, you're listening to LA Talk Radio, and you know how much we love you here at LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And we're
so
going to
passion.
It is. It's exciting, isn't it?
So exciting.
All right, Antoine Dotson, you have a good night. Thanks so much for coming on the show. You know, you followed a good guest. Lisa Lampanelli was on, so everybody's tuning in to her. Now they're hearing you. And have a great night, and we're going to talk to you real soon.
Good night.
Good night, Antoine. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up. Well, listen, y'all, it's been so much fun tonight right here on LA Talk Radio. So anyway, like I was saying, we got some good stuff. We got a great author coming in next week. The book, this is the best book, No More Dating Pigs, You Are What You Date by Nora Marler. She's going to be on next Sunday here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And stay tuned, especially if you're kosher, because that's going to be a good show. You know what I'm talking about. And, of course, we're going to do some more shoutbacks with Nico Bloom. And I got to tell you all, Fly Delta, Delta.com, flights are on sale now. Yes, they are. And, of course, T-Mobile. How you doing, T-Mobile? They keep me connected when I need to be connected the most. And what else do I got to tell you all? You know, it was just fun. Let me tell you, this show, I'm going to be here. I'm working on 3 years. 3 years. Can you believe that, people? And I don't know how I do it, but I love y'all for listening because, you know, it's fun to have you on, my guests, my listeners. It's fun to have you all tuning in. And the best part of it all is when I get mail from you. So email me, max@maxtucci.com. Won't you be so kind to do that? Also, I have to say hi to Constantine. And y'all, check this out. If you've got any kind of travel plans in the future, you know Delta.com is going to take you there. But after the airlines, why don't you take a cruise and go to varietycruises.com because there you're going to be able to take an amazing cruise and you get to choose where you want to go. Varietycruises.com. And that's, you know, in Greece. Yes, Tikanis. Hello, how you doing? Our homegirl, Maria Papapetros, she's coming back real soon. She's going to be in the studio. But check out Variety Cruises because they've got a lot going on there. And you know what? Small ships right in the heart of Greece. Check it out, people. It's a good good, 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 good. Small ships for inquisitive minds. That's their logo. Varietycruises.com. I am so, y'all don't even realize how pumped I am that Lisa Lampanelli was on that I can't think about doing anything else on the show tonight. But please, everyone, check out insultcomic.com because you're going to get all of Lisa's tour dates. She is traveling around like bedbugs. She is going to be everywhere starting from November 20th at the Nokia Theater, 8 o'clock and 10:30 right here in L.A., until May 14th of 2011. Those are all her tour dates. So check those out right on that site. Have fun. Y'all, you know what I'm talking about? It's a good time. Thanksgiving is around the corner. We got good guests coming up on the show in the future. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm like I got 5 minutes left and I got to talk about shit. So what do you want to talk about? Hey, Ronan, let's talk about hot topics. Did I throw you off on that?
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
Pick a topic because we're going to drop it right here on Max and Friends. But you know what? I really don't. What do we want to tell you all? You know what? An amazing openly girl, 14-year-old defends his teacher. There's so much shit going on right now, people, that it's crazy. Dylan and Cole are all grown up. Y'all know them, Zach and Cody, those two twins. They're doing their thing. What else is going on? X Factor. Oh, y'all watch X Factor? Oh, I didn't think so because I don't either. So really, who cares? But I got to tell you something about Sydney McCain. She switches her stance on DADT. And she did y'all see this? It Gets Better campaign. You know, everyone's doing them on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, do one because it does get better, you know. And she's out there, the whole Don't Ask, Don't Tell campaign. And Homegirl has revised her decision of opposing Don't Ask, Don't Tell to now supporting it. So I think, you know. Who knows what's going on for that? Oh, unfortunately, the approval is to now supporting her husband's stance. Oh, maybe she's not. Homegirl fucked it up. See, I'm getting shit here. And Homegirl, no. Boo on you, Cindy McCain is right. The wife of John McCain has revised her decision of opposing Don't Ask, Don't Tell to now supporting her husband's sentence on the issue, which is unfortunately an approval of DA. You know, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Let's take a caller. That's what I want to do. Caller, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Jackie McCarthy. How are you doing?
Hey, Jackie McCarthy from Atlanta, Georgia. What's going on, Jackie? Well, not from
All right, I think last week you were saying things don't get better, and now this week you're saying things do get better.
Well, you know what? Things do get better. Listen, I mean, someone needs to get out of the gay campaign.
Everything gets better.
Everything gets better.
Campaign.
Ivana Trump, the best is yet to come. But you know what? All these videos, tell all these little gay kids running around, it gets better because it gets harder. I mean, come on, people. That's what we were talking about.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, and then it's going to get better.
It is going to get better. And you know what? We were right.
That's the campaign.
So did you tune into the show tonight, and did you hear Lisa Lampanelli?
It doesn't matter if you're gay or not. That's just life.
It's just life. Exactly. It gets better. If not, then you die, and then it really gets better. But did you tune in tonight to Lisa Lampanelli?
Did. I loved that you were very you tonight, and she was clearly very her. And no, it was very good. It was just very open, honest, funny. I hope you didn't offend people, and I thought it was very funny.
Well, you know what I say, fuck them all and marry none. At this point, if you haven't offended someone, you haven't lived. Now you can't do anything. Now, God forbid you say one thing, you've offended everyone and you get sued.
You do.
You know,
no, but it was very good. It was good. You had Antoine on. That's excellent.
Yeah, and next week we got a really good guest coming on, and she wrote a book called No More Dating Pigs, You Are What You Date. So we got
Fair
it going
enough.
On here at LA Talk Radio, Jackie McCarthy. But thank you so much for calling in. We got to wrap this show up, and I got to do some more plugs. So you have a good
night, Jackie. Wrap it up. Plug it up.
That's right. Wrap it up. Safe sex, everybody. That's the truth, everyone. Since we're going to wrap it up here at LA Talk Radio, we suggest you wrap it up. Whichever hole you're going to stick it in, wrap it up, people. Speaking of sticking in holes, you know, homeboy, we were still doing Hot Topics. John Travolta, Kelly Preston is not in labor, you know, so there's still a baby in that oven. I question who's really the daddy on that. They all need to go on Maury Povich, and they all need to do the DNA test, and you all need to stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio because we say what we want. It's been a great pleasure having you all here tonight listening. Thank you to Lisa Lampanelli for being on the show. Thank you for Antoine Dotson calling from wherever he was calling from. He was on his mobile phone, and it wasn't T-Mobile. Check out T-Mobile.com because you get better reception with them. And y'all what? Have a great week, and remember, guys, to take life to the max. Let's wrap it up, Ronan, because I'm out of here. You're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night, everyone.